following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Town Radio.
The current time is 2:27 a.m. and it's time to sit back for the next half hour for a brand new Anton Radio program. For those of you who just turned the dial to this station for the very first time, let me catch you up a bit. I am Anthony Latch. Hello! And I was fired from a local radio station, so now I kinda, sorta, maybe sneak in during the middle of the night just to hit the airwaves once again. On this week's show, we have music from Death Star. Plus, I invited a girl named Holly into the studio. She is a professional seasonal motivator. Also, I will be calling in to a legendary actor. You may know him as Batman from the 1966 television show, which is now available for the first time on DVD and Blu-ray this week, and every other week, none other than Adam West. Now, before we get into the show, I kind of want to take this time to talk about something personal. Normally, it's kind of off script to kind of do something like this, and I don't like to get too serious on the show, talk about feelings and stuff like that, but I have a special story I wanted to bring up from 1997. So I was in 7th grade, and it's easy to calculate my grade school years because it all happened in the 90s. So if I wanted to know what year I was in 4th grade, then it's 1994. If I wanted to know, 96 would be 6th grade and 97 7th grade. Now that we got that out of the way, I need to tell you this story. So I remember one day, it was probably like, say, 9:03, maybe, don't take my word for this, maybe 9:04 in the morning. But this new girl in the class came in, and oh boy. It was like one of those cartoon hearts for eyes type moments where I was just like, ooga, ooga. And this girl, she came up to me, and I was just like, what's that? Is that a telephone? I thought I had my phone on silent. I mean, I didn't even know we had a radio telephone. I mean, I always use my phone to call out to the celebrities. Miss Lopez. I don't know where she went. Yeah, well, geez. I guess I'll just answer it. Just stick by. Probably shouldn't take too long. Hold on once. Hello, this is Anton Radio.
Don't you tell me to slow down. No, I'm calling him. Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You are disgusting.
Excuse me?
You are a disgusting perv. This is Sandra Vermicelli.
Who? Man.
I was out to dinner the other day with my girlfriend Linda, and I forgot that I had put the bills in my purse, so we're just sitting there having a nice little chicken fried steak. Oh, I'm so angry at you, David. So, me and Linda are sitting there having a really nice dinner, and I open my bill, and oh my gosh, I am so angry. Oh, David!
Listen, lady, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I'm not slowing down. You slow down. I don't care. So what if I'm driving? You can still slow down. Slow down with your pants.
Whoa.
So anyways, me and Linda are sitting there, and I open my bill, like I said.
Ma'am, calm down.
And lo and behold, it's the credit card statement, which, fine, whatever. I knew I bought a pair of boots. Shut up. This is not the time.
Lady, you have to just listen to me.
So I bought my pair of boots. God. Whatever. That's not the unexplained charge. The unexplained charge is from Booty Palace. Do you understand how disgusting you are? My husband is happily married for 27 years.
Ma'am, seriously,
we have four beautiful children. Candace, Callie, David. I swear to God, you better get off the phone.
Miss.
Get off the phone.
Ma'am, just listen to me.
Candace, Callie, Caden, and Roger are beautiful children, and gosh, dang nabbit, David. I don't even care. I don't even care if I'm yelling at you.
Ma'am, please, this is a wrong number.
What?
A wrong number. What is the reason for this?
Oh, the reason I am calling is because you are disgusting. 27 years me and my husband have been married, and you go and you run a site called Booty Palace. That is just disturbing. Do you know how many happily married men are easily influenced by the devil?
Oh, boy.
You are the devil, sir.
Ma'am, I'm not who you think I am.
Booty Palace, what is that?
I don't know what it is. This is a radio station.
Excuse me?
This is a radio station, not the Booty Shanty website or whatever you said.
What?
I don't know. You must have dialed the wrong number somewhere.
David?
Bitch.
What?
Nothing. You just called a radio station.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? You called a wrong number.
No.
Yes.
No, this is a number for the Booty Palace hotline.
This ain't no Booty Palace.
My husband gave me your customer service number.
Well, your husband gave you the wrong number. This is the Anton radio station.
Say that again?
Anton radio.
Who's Antoine?
No, Anton. Anton? Yes, exactly. The Anton radio station.
I understand.
Ma'am, it appears that your husband must have been perusing around a naughty website and gave you the false number. This is not the Booty Palace.
David!
Okay, I think she hung up. Where was I? Oh, yeah, so it was 1997. Shoot, look at the time. Yeah, I better save this story for another day. We should cut to a song. This week's song is by Death Star. They are a nerdcore hip-hop group from Seattle, Washington, that regularly plays conventions. Hey, I like conventions. Events. Events are pretty fun. Bars. Yeah, I don't really go to bars too much. Birthdays. Ooh, birthdays are fun. And pretty much everywhere else that will give them food, booze, cash, or attention. This is their song, Hug Life. Enjoy.
Ears open, here's the hoping that your day stay bright. No more considering surrender or the Mayday lights, cause it's a gangway night with all hands on deck. You're marching with the Death Army, better come correct. Drop the worries in a hurry, leave your cares behind. Volume turned up to 11, let us share your mind, cause we're the caring kind, here to protect and defend. Your amigos for eternity, best friends till the end. Put us on in times of trouble, get it sorted on the double. Bringing grins for the wind, pull some rock out of the rubble. Shave the stubble off the edges and it's all smooth sailing, cause when Death Star's on the airwaves, ain't no room for epic failing. You make good times gooder and put bad days down. Big booter from your hood like a sad faced clown. So get them old drums dying, be Bonnie and Blythe, cause you're a Death Star baby and we rock the Hug Life.
Well, that day is just ain't nothing when you got your best friends. Don't be sad, just keep open those tracks till your troubles end. Cause if you beat some 3PO, the nutty Death Star Trinity keep you on track.
A little bit of woman trouble brewing. Getting lectured by a lady has you stewing. Lack confusion, turn to using the volume on the earbuds. Tune it out, drown the noise, listen here, bud. Might be weird, but we can sympathize with the stress. It's a mess, life just feels like a test. Take a breath, bob your head, disappear to the Death Star. We know what it's like, we've been where you are. It isn't that far to assume you're not loving your job. Rubbing one off on your break in the back with it locked, so you can tolerate your boss, avoid employment loss. Keeps you calm, resist delivery. Bring that rain right across. Night costing you sleep, insomnia affliction. Nobody gets your fandom Andromeda addiction. Sit and listen to the boys who know your pain well. Your comrades in arms, they can all go to hell.
That day is just ain't nothing when you got your best friends. Don't be sad, just keep open those tracks till your troubles end. Cause if you beat some 3PO, the nutty Death Star Trinity keep you on track.
Go.
tickets for that con. Eternity flies by with the battle station on. Bus is taking forever in that inclement weather. Avoided phone calls and letters from your creditor debtors. We'll make it better, at least raise your spirits. We've had the same issues in our lyrics, you can hear it. If it's drama or trauma, chaos or catastrophe, you've always got Bill Beats Cosplay 3PO.
Down and out with creditors on the phone. It sucks, agree, but brother, you don't need to go it alone. Your rapscallion battalion's always fighting the pocket. The talk is free, decree the penury will ruin how we rock it.
To the star,
get out and breathe, the respiration's on us. Just say fuck it, save the ducats, battle station on the bus. And don't think things won't get better, fellow debtor, they will. So say Cosplay 3PO.
Picking up the bill.
That day is just ain't nothing when you got your best friends. Don't be sad, just keep up in those tracks till your troubles end. Cause Bill Beats and 3PO, the nutty Death Star Trinity, keep you on track. You know we got your backs until infinity.
That was Hug Life by Death Star. For more music, please visit their Bandcamp page, deathstar.bandcamp.com, as well as their official website, deathstarhiphop.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special thank you to Skiznot, who is my music coordinator, for scooping up this great band. We hope to hear from you more. Now, I want to introduce to you somebody extremely interesting that I just happened to bump into in the aisle of a pumpkin patch just a few weeks back. There I was, let's set the scene, in the pumpkin patch, as I just said right before the sentence, and I couldn't help but hear somebody so invested into the season, somebody who could not even control their excitement. Somebody who...
Ooh, I'm liking this intro so much.
Oh, well, okay. Here she is now, everybody.
I'm sorry. I just can't hold my excitement any longer. Do you know how amazingly seasonal your studio is decorated right now?
Oh, well, thanks, I guess. For the holidays, I kind of wanted to get a little festive around here.
Well, let me be the first and the last and every person in between to tell you how beautiful I think this place is and how even more beautiful I think it could be.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry, I didn't let you finish my intro. Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So, I was in this pumpkin patch and then...
And there I was! So happy to be here. Oops, I did it again, Anthony.
Yeah, gosh, you're really, like, legitimately excited to be here, aren't you? I mean, I've never had a guest be this happy before.
Well, when you're living in the best time of the entire year, how could you not? I'll tell you something. I get so anxious during the entire month of September just knowing that October is right there. Pumpkins, leaves, sweaters. Ooh, I just love it.
Yeah, all great things. I agree. Do you hear those dogs? I didn't know there were any dogs in the neighborhood. Anyways, before we get too deep into this, I just have to actually introduce you first, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So, I am sitting here with...
Thank you. I'm Holly, and I'm just so happy to be here.
Yes, Holly, welcome. So, I witnessed this same exact excitement in the pumpkin patch. I noticed you in the middle of a freakout session, would I call it?
Yes. I know I can get a little carried away, but it's the most wonderful year.
What? Oh.
I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, how about we do it together? A one and a two and a...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Nailed it. So, let's talk about what it is you actually do.
Of course. I'm a... what you can call a seasonal motivator.
Seasonal motivator. So... what does that even mean?
That means that it's my job to get everybody excited for the holidays. We just had Halloween, and I like to boost everyone's spirit to get into these holidays.
Okay, so how did you make this your job exactly?
Well, people can hire me to speak to groups of people, large or small, and get them pumped for pumpkin season like you caught me doing.
Oh, so you were working at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, no. Gross, no. I don't actually physically work there. I only emotionally work there.
Well, now what does that mean?
Well, I was there to encourage others to make the pumpkin season more fun, rather than ritual chore they feel they have to do just because it's what the world expects.
So let me get this straight. You don't actually even work there? You're not even employed at the pumpkin patch?
No, I've been, how can I say this? I've been asked not to annoy shoppers.
Hold on, so the establishment actually said that to you, not to annoy shoppers?
And the local police department, yep.
Wait, the police got involved?
Well, yes, it was just a big misunderstanding. I'm only trying to motivate their customers to get more excited for the holidays.
Oh, okay, so in your line of work, you were, what, promoting Halloween then?
Most definitely. Now, I don't want to get real and sad here, but yes, Halloween is over. But it's now November, which means Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes, of course. So would you say that Thanksgiving is your favorite, I'm assuming? Your favorite holiday?
It really, really is. It's tied in the first place with Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter.
So basically every holiday, yeah?
Basically, yes.
Okay then. So I wanted to bring you on the show because, first and foremost, I think you're an interesting person. Can you give our listeners a little seasonal motivation for Thanksgiving?
Of course! It's time to get out the cornucopias. It's time to make the turkey pictures by tracing your hands. It's time to bake pies. Time to make cocoa. It's time to celebrate. Time to get happy and stay happy.
So that's all you do? I mean, you just suggest things that we all kind of know and already do?
Yes.
Okay, so how much do you charge for this service?
My rates are affordable, so you can just make the check out to Holly for
$1,200. Wait, what?
I know it sounds a little much, but aren't you excited now for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, if I had to be honest, no, not really. I mean, I feel if I were your customer, I wouldn't like paying a ridiculous amount just to hear you talk about this holiday with excitement.
Oh well, it's too late. I already did all of this work, so if you could. My name is spelled H-O-L-L-Y.
What? No, I was just having you on here as a guest to promote the business.
Well, no. The whole point of my career is speaking motivationally about seasons. So, I just did. So, once again, that's H-O-L-L-Y.
I can't believe I'm doing this. 1200, you said?
Yes, that is a special radio broadcast price. My normal rates are a tad higher because I usually speak to larger groups.
Now, I'm curious, what's a large group number to you?
Well, I usually do my seasonal motivational speeches in big, big arenas.
So you're telling me that you actually sell out big, big arenas with these motivational speeches, like arenas like the American Airlines Center and the BMO Harris-Bradley Center, what other ones? Madison Square Garden, the Pepsi Center, Staples Center, Target Center, the Palace of Auburn Hills, the United Center, the Wells Fargo Center, arenas? Big arenas like that?
Well, not sold out completely. I'd say there's usually at least 9 or 10 people.
Wow. Okay. So, I think we should really wrap this up. If anyone actually wants you to motivate them to get into the holiday spirit, how can they reach you?
Well, I have a website. It's under construction right now, so instead, you can just find me in stores, in the seasonal aisles, you can find me in pumpkin patches, gardens. I'll be making the runs at all of the coffee shops, greeting card stores, literally anywhere that you might be to celebrate these amazing holidays that are coming up.
Okay, here's your check, I guess. Thanks for that seasonal motivation. Yay!
Aw, you're so sweet. You're welcome. And I'll be back before Christmas because it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Bye!
Alright, everybody, that was Holly, the seasonal motivational speaker. We got coming up here the interview with Adam West over the phone, but before that, let's cut to one of our sponsors.
Hello, head on down to Sucktown when your cleaning needs a vacuum. Head on down to Sucktown when dirt can't be swept by a broom. A broom. You, sir, you need a vacuum. Sucktown Vacuums, located right outside Blowsville, Illinois.
Welcome back to Anton Radio, and it is that time of the show that you've all been waiting for. My special celebrity guest via the telephone, he is known best as Batman from the 1966 television series. You may also recognize his voice over on Family Guy as Mayor Adam West. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam West.
Well, hello there, old chum.
I gotta say, Mr. West, I am so happy that you were able to take time out of your busy day to call into the radio show. This is a big week for you.
Well, yes it is, and I got a feeling I know what questions you're about to ask.
Yeah, I imagine after all of the interviews you've done over the decades, spanning your amazing career, that you've probably answered a lot of the same things, so I'm going to have you answer some of the same things here on the Anton Radio Show. What was it like being Batman?
Well, being Batman was fun. I got to be a superhero on television and have a bunch of kids look up to me as their hero, the Bright Knight.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Bright Knight stuff. Now, you've been saying that lately, that compared to Christian Bale's Batman by Christopher Nolan in the Dark Knight trilogy, he is the Dark Knight, and you've in turn told people you are the Bright Knight.
Well, yes, over the years there's been many different kind of Batman. Whether there's Michael Keaton, who doesn't turn his neck, then you also have George Clooney with the bat nipples. You've got the Dark Knight, Christian Bale, who is just so angry and so upset. Then, of course, there's me, Adam West. I am just such a happy-go-lucky detective as the Bright Knight, Batman.
And then, of course, there's Kevin Conroy, who voiced Batman in the Batman the Animated Series in the mid-90s, and gosh, that, you know, that's a whole different venue, because everyone before that was shown on screen. Do you have any thoughts about Kevin Conroy as Batman?
Well, that's an excellent question, old chum. Kevin was a great choice to voice Batman in the animated series because he had an extra task at hand. He had only his voice instead of his actions to make people believe that he was a Batman.
Yeah, I gotta say though, you calling me old chum really makes me feel special. Like, it makes me feel like I'm the Robin to your Batman.
Well, that's definitely a kind thing to say there, old chum, but I wouldn't let it go to your head.
Of course, you're right. And before we get off the topic of other Batmen, what about Val Kilmer?
Who?
All right, moving on. Earlier I had mentioned that it is a big week for you, and that is because this is the week that the 1966 Batman show comes out on home video for the first time on DVD and Blu-ray, as well as Ultraviolet. And it's got to be amazing to see this happen. How are you feeling? What is this like?
Well, let me tell you something. To have this show out there on store shelves, when people are so used to seeing The Dark Knight, and they can find out that there's a whole nother Batman series that existed long before the Batman that they know today. It just touches my heart that they can see this show in its entirety of 120 episodes that we did over the course of 3 seasons. And to have that broadcast in high definition really, really makes me happy.
Yeah, and this is honestly one of the series that I've been waiting for the longest time, because I gotta tell you this, I want to tell you in person too, because you're gonna be at the Madison Convention in February next year, but I have to tell you now that your show, when I caught the reruns in the 80s, was the sole introduction to superheroes and comic books for me. That's what started my craze. Up until today, I'm just a huge comic book fan, and I honestly I owe that all to you and for what you did with that television show so long ago, that it means so much to me to now own that. I got my own set, I got it today at the store, and I'm just so happy that this show is so beloved after all these years, and thank you for getting me into superheroes and comic books.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, old chum. And you said you're still reading comic books. What books are you reading?
Oh, well, let's see here. All New X-Men, Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, of course. Let's see, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, Deathlok, Elektra, Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, Inhuman, Miss Marvel, I should have said Miss Marvel earlier, Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord and She-Hulk and Superior Spidey, Thor, all of those.
Well, just hold on there a second, old chum. I happen to notice there's no DC comic books in that list. Are you trying to tell me that you started off as a Batman fan and turned to Marvel?
Well, yes, but I do gotta say, though, the DC books that I pick up, though, is when the Batman 66 got turned into a comic book, and I'm currently getting Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman's comic book series as well. So, I mean, once again, Adam West Batman brought me back into it, and that love will never leave, I guarantee it.
Well, I'll let you off the hook this time, criminal, because next time when Adam West guest stars on the Anton Radio podcast, I will expect you to talk about a DC comic book that doesn't have The Bright Knight in it, to see how influential I was to the entire company that represents Batman. So can you promise me, old chum, will you try to read a DC comic next time?
Sure. Before I let you off the hook and let you go, I just want to thank you once again for doing this. I have to wrap it up. I'm sorry. I will continue to talk to you, though. I hope I get to meet you in Madison next year. Do you have any final words for all the Bat fans out there listening today?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to thank everybody for supporting me this entire time in the Batman universe, with all of the different ways you can reach Batman through comics and video games and cartoons, that you still support the greatest Batman of all time, The Bright Knight, now available on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much, Adam West. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome, old chum.
And that's going to do it for another episode of Anton Radio. I'd like to thank all of my guests here today. I guess I'd even like to thank that phone call that I got that was accidental. I also want to thank Holly, our seasonal motivator, and I hope she got everyone pumped for Thanksgiving. I would also like to thank, once again, Adam West. Thank you so much. Plus, our musical guest, Death Star, and my music coordinator, Skiznot. If you'd like to contact me, you can find me on Twitter, at Anthony Latch. That's LAATSCH. This is the Anton Podcast, Anton Radio, Anton on iTunes. I also do another podcast with Brent Strasberg called The AB Conversation. We talk about movie, television, comic books, video games, and food. That's abconversation.net, AB Conversation on iTunes. So thank you for listening. Please share with a friend. And this has been Anton Radio. Nobody messes with Adam Wee.